This is KUT. Many people who evacuated cities like Houston, Rockport, and Port Aransas during Hurricane Harvey are now heading back to rebuild, but others will simply relocate. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey spoke to some who are looking at the Austin area.
I met Christy Perez outside the shelter for Harvey evacuees in southeast Austin. It's her third shelter.
We were in the dome shelter over there. So they brought us, not here to another shelter, then they brought us here.
Perez is from Victoria. She evacuated before the storm with her wife and two kids. During Harvey, their apartment windows broke and the place flooded. Perez told me they lost everything. Now they're trying for a fresh start.
We don't want to go back, period, because we lost, like I said, everything, and it's not really... We like it here in Austin. My kids love it. They're already in school. She has jobs lined up.
Perez points to her wife, Belinda, who has interviews to work at McDonald's and Jack in the Box.
We're staying here.
We saw the same kind of thing after Hurricanes Katrina and Rita.
Cassie Huff teaches at the UT School of Social Work, but she worked for the state health department during Hurricane Katrina.
People in particular who relocated to Houston from the New Orleans area, if they were low income, had a tendency to stay.
According to the Houston Chronicle, as many as 40,000 people from New Orleans moved to Houston after Katrina.
If you've lost everything that you owned, if you were renting a house, if you didn't necessarily have a car, if your job is currently underwater or you didn't have a job, there's not really a whole lot to return to.
But don't forget, Austin has the most expensive housing market in Texas. According to city demographer Ryan Robinson, this was a concern during Katrina.
The folks from New Orleans, they were able to get jobs, but even then the housing was too expensive and we lost, we think, many of those potential households. We think we lost them out to Houston because the housing in Houston was so much more affordable.
What's our next step? Where are we going to be next?
Perez says despite these questions, the family has a lot to do before they can start looking for housing.
We settled with the children in school. She's looking for jobs. I need to renew my ID. We lost a lot of documents and stuff, so I got to do that. And then we're going to start looking, you know, outside and see what we can find that we can afford.
Either way, Perez says they'll most likely end up just outside Austin.
Austin is more expensive than what we can actually afford.
FEMA can offer some help, including up to 2 months rental assistance for people displaced by storms. After that, they can apply for small loans. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.